That was Last Voice Standing. It's an awkward thing to critique critiques while we're critiquing.
It is. That's like a. That's a real mind fuck.
It really is. It's like a vicious circle. Who would like to go first?
Oh boy.
Oh.
I'll go first. Okay. I guess.
There's so much to say.
I know, but I said it so long ago that I don't remember what I was even referring to anymore. It was like an hour ago. First of all, you started the show by voting yourself off of one of Dylan's shows. So I was like, what?
Well, she wanted to keep it true to life.
Ooh.
She doesn't have any immunities left on performance.
I liked your intro, and I liked your whole token Canadian thing. And you know, in the beginning, I really did enjoy this a lot. You got big bonus points from me for being totally honest with your best friend, as opposed to just cushioning anything you felt like you had to say. But the dynamics were really quiet between all of you guys. Although, having done Conquer Your Voice with Zach, it was fun to hear Zach's kind of deadpan Stephen Wright kind of snarky humor again. But yeah, you work on the banter a little bit, just you know, to make it more entertaining. Otherwise, it dragged out a lot. So I have one huge criticism for this show. You didn't let Lady Awesome Sauce through.
Yeah,
she was freaking awesome sauce.
Best of the night so far.
Best of the night so far, especially that.
Yeah,
whatever it was that she did.
That is my ringtone now.
And she should audition for all the Dylan shows.
No. MFBU bastard, do not send her to my shows. She does not have the right voice type for my shows either, Melly. I don't know what you were trying to say.
And I have to say that as I was listening to Amanda, I was commenting on this in the chat. I was waiting for her to scream, "Wake me up!"
Whatever that would have made the audition.
That would have totally made the audition for me. I will say one thing. I know it's hard. You gotta. It took a while on Conquer Your Voice for us to sort of figure out like what our banter was and everything like that. But either find your banter or keep it a little bit shorter. And in your decisions, be more decisive. There was a lot of maybe, and it was kind of not going anywhere. So I was like, come on, just pick. But, I mean, overall, I think it has promise.
The intro for me was a lot better. I hope you re-recorded it and I'm not just an idiot, because I did love the intro. And I felt like this time Me, Fred, Bob had more energy.
I think it was JC.
It wasn't Me, Fred, Bob that was doing that. It was JC that was doing that.
Well, that explains it. I enjoyed the intro more. Knock at Me, Fred, Bob, though. And this isn't a critique of your show, per se, but that's the best I've ever heard Codex and Olivia sing. So something, whatever you did to them works. For me, the four judges became a bit tedious and sort of boring. I know Zelen is not one of the main judges, but so I don't know that it was like, I don't know that it was a great idea to have her on the first episode because it made it draw out a lot. And if she's not going to be on the show other than immunities, I don't think you should have done that. I think one of you needs to step up and really assert your personality. I think that one of the reasons Sing It works and the Star shows work is that myself and Rach both kind of take the lead on the critiques. That's just me kind of blowing mine and Rochelle's horn, so you can disagree, but I didn't feel like anyone was in the lead on some of these. And
Kelly
so,
was kind of in the lead.
But not, it wasn't, she wasn't assertive enough to where it was like
yeah.
On my shows, if somebody starts going, talking a lot for a long time, like faded, I kind of like, will cut in. I know it's the first episode, chemistry takes time. I like that Me, Fred, Bob would call out judges though. Like when JC said it needed a little more energy, Me, Fred, Bob was like a little. Like he called him out and he kept him honest. And I liked that. And I liked a lot of what Me, Fred, Bob was doing was he was being like brutally honest, and I really liked that. But for instance, like Zelena said, I wanted more builder energy when it went along. Then she said it was good, and that to me is a contradictory statement, and it causes contestants to rage when they get eliminated because you're sending conflicting messages, I think, and they don't understand why they were cut. And this is just a personal opinion as like the Star shows send conflicting messages all the time, but I think you need to be like,
what?
I liked it and here's why. I didn't like it and here's why, and then move to the next judge. Don't say it was good if you didn't think it was good. I do think sing with boobs is the best advice ever.
That was funny. I like that.
I wish Ambi sang like Lady Awesome Sauce all the time. She'd do much better in competitions. Overall, though, I found these critiques to be really boring. And again, it comes back to the judges. They're very similar, and they're sending mixed signals. And the four judges, and I know one of them is not a permanent judge, but I think that the four judges was a mistake. I definitely think that one of you needs to assert yourself as some sort of like lead, though. It felt kind of directionless. And I think having all four judges again for the sample episode may have been a mistake. I'm repeating myself because I was taking notes as I went along. I think that JC being an actor should really up his energy level, and that would add a lot to the critiques. Or that you, Melly, as the host, should really take the lead. But, like...
with your boobs.
Yes. But, like, parts where when Meefred Bob asked JC if he was tingly, and then JC, like, just said, okay. Like, that was the perfect chance to, like, do something ridiculous and fun, but it was passed up. It may have been that JC couldn't hear what was going on there because he said his Skype was cutting out. I really think that yes is a no's, and this is another personal opinion, in an audition episode, as you go is the way to go, because the show was already so long, and then the results took 10 more minutes, and it was more talking, and like it was easy to zone out and forget who you were talking about, and also you were just basically repeating everything you said in the critiques. So I think if you'd get on yeses and no's as you went by, that would have cut 10 minutes off, and it would have maybe been more interesting during the critiques, because you'd be waiting to hear the yeses and no's, and then you also wouldn't be repeating yourself. It took you guys an hour for 8 auditions, and that's a long show, because imagine if like there were 15 people performing full songs. It would, so you really have to work on cutting your critiques down, I think. What do you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I mean, you guys pretty much took everything I wanted to say. I felt that the 4 judges was way too much. I know that Zelena is technically not on the main show, but I think that having her was definitely like added way too much time. Like, and the thing was that a lot of you guys were saying very similar things, which is great because that means that like everybody was, you know, in sync with each other and there wouldn't be like tons of conflicting opinions. But at the same time, it also like made it drag out and kind of boring, which was what Dylan was saying.
It's not even that they were saying similar things, it's that they had different opinions, but they were sugarcoating it. Them and saying that it was good, so it sounded like they were saying similar things.
Yeah, that's true, I guess, actually. Yeah, I think MFB is my favorite of the judges because I think his energy level is kind of his token thing at this point, so like there's not really changing. I think like you staying at that energy level is solid, but I think that if that's the case, I think that what Dylan was saying about JC being an actor and like bumping up his energy, because to me it felt like Melly was the only one who had some sort of energy, but even then like I felt like she was holding back or maybe like brought down by the other three because like they seem to be like a lot more mellow. And I think that works for MF. Ooh, sorry, what?
I was going to say, can I offer a thought on that?
Yeah.
I think this is, again, an issue of just they haven't figured out each other's chemistry, because the way I foresee this going is that within another episode or two, Melly's going to figure out that she's the banter glue between them. That, you know, like, that interjects funny quips to kind of keep things moving along.
Yeah,
definitely. Where I see it going. And that comes with time. Like, I mean, if I feel as though like the stuff that Valk and I did on Lone Star, you know, at first when it was just the two of us was probably kind of awkward. And like, this is like your guys' first show together. So obviously like it's going to take time to like figure out what, you know, each person is like.
But at the same time, you need to make the judges different from each other. Like JC and Zelen are very similar. And to an extent, JC and Meefred are very similar, except that JC is not as honest as Meefred is. But as far as energy level, like with Sing at 9, I had Beloved and Aria both, and they're very similar. And I really didn't need both of them. And together, they made the show sort of drag because I didn't have a third judge that was bringing something different to the table. You don't want similar judges. That's my thing.
Yeah.
No offense to Beloved and Aria.
I like this show you put me through. Meefred Bob said my singing was beautiful. Ha ha. I think
that was just so he could get a good critique. I don't think he could have heard that and legitimately said, honest as he is, I don't think he could have heard that and said it was beautiful and meant it.
Psh, 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 pshaw. Well, yeah.
This is an example of awkward bantering.
We're doing it's because Dylan's being mean. Not only did he say that Meefred Bob was lying, he also called out my show, so whatever.
All right, do you have anything else you want to say about this? Anybody?
No. I think that this has a lot of potential, and I'm interested to see where it goes. And if you guys continue it, I will stay on your show. I didn't audition just for the lulz.
We are going now to listen to the premiere episode of I Second That Emotion.
Woo!
I second that. Woo!
All right, let's do it.